You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods Church on Chicago's Northwest Side. On Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9 o'clock on this, well, right now sunny, but wow, Wayne, it was...
Yeah, we've had a rough go of it this spring so far.
The lightning and thunder. Yeah, yeah. I was awakened about 3:30 in the morning. You know, you're right, Brian, it is June, but in fact, Sunday is Father's Day, plus the first full day of summer, the summer solstice. So believe it or not, the days begin growing shorter on Tuesday. Also with me is Wayne Majors, Vice President and Chief of Staff, Loyola University.
It's been a while since we worked together.
That's because my
agent was in contract talks all this time on my renewal, and it got a little bitter there for a while, and I almost never came
Jim
back.
I told Jim Dish I didn't want to work with you.
Did you? I know.
That was part of the problem, but I believe in reconciliation.
Good.
And starting over. So how was your week?
It was good. I'm just getting ready to get out of here and go to Rome for a week, actually. So.
And what happens in Rome?
Actually, the Catholic College University presidents are meeting. They meet every few years, and we'll be going this year for 8 days, so...
You leave Sunday, come back the following Tuesday. And we have a tremendous program lined up. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408 on Relevant Radio 950 Catholic Community Faith. We have with us Father Bob Barron, well known by most of you in the Archdiocese of Chicago and well beyond for radio and television. And Father Bob Barron is presently the Francis Cardinal George, Professor of Faith and Culture at Mundelein Seminary. Bob, welcome to the program this morning.
Greg and Wayne, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me today.
It's always great to be with you, and you have done a tremendous job as a writer, mission director, scholar, and now you are about to undertake, you're in the process of undertaking, folks, believe it or not, Father Bob Barron is undertaking a 10-part DVD project called the Catholicism Project. Bob, how did this begin and what is it all about?
This began when I was a teenager, actually, and I saw a program called Kenneth Clark's Civilization. This goes back to the 1970s. And Kenneth Clark was this brilliant guy who was the director of the National Gallery in London, and he went all over Europe and he showed the great works of art. He showed the painting and sculpture, architecture, and he used that as a way of talking about Western civilization. Well, I love that show. I got the book, and I read it. I watched the show several times. And this idea was born then. I thought, why not something like this about Catholicism? Because Catholicism is a smart religion. We're a theologically rich religion, but we're also a beautiful religion. We use art, architecture, sculpture, poetry, and so on. So I thought, what a beautiful subject for this kind of treatment Catholicism would be. Well, that idea has been in my mind for a long time.
And so, Bobby, you tell me to hold it. You were a teenager, and you saw Kenneth Clark's Civilization, which I do remember, and I caught a few of those. But I was so interested in baseball and football and basketball, and I was at Notre Dame High School as a teenager. And to think that the roots of this project goes back to your teenage years.
Yeah, I mean, at least the seed was planted then, because I was playing baseball too and all that. But I think the seed was planted. Like, that's such a wonderful show. And then it grew over the years. Then just a couple of years ago, I was... talking to my board, my Word on Fire ministry has a board of advisors, and I said, you know, here's kind of a dream project of mine. Well, one of the board members, when I laid out this basic idea, I said, well, why don't we go around the world and we show the beauty of it and we talk about it? This board member said, you should drop everything else you're doing and do that. I said, well, you know, it'd be great, but who knows if I have the permission to do it at the time. The board said, we'll go find out. So a group of them, five of them, went down to see Cardinal George. I didn't go with them. And they went down, and they had sent Cardinal George some advance, you know, information about it. He walked in the room, they said, and the first thing out of his mouth was, how can I make this happen? So I took all that as a sign that it was really, you know, something that was worth doing. And then the Cardinal basically gave me the permission and the time and the flexibility to undertake this project, which, as you know, involves traveling all over the world. So it's time-consuming, and it's a rich, complex project, but it's really fascinating.
One of the things you say in your trailer is that this is really a time or an opportunity to tell the story, that others have been telling it for so many years, and we, at the Catholic Church, have really in some ways been on the defense rather on the offense.
Right, and that's a pet peeve of mine. You look around the culture, and a lot of people are talking about the Catholic Church, and often very negatively. And we're passing through, as we all know, one of the darkest times in our church history. We need to seize the moment, and we need to tell the story on our terms.
So instead of being reactive, you are being proactive.
Right. See, my conviction is during times of crisis, so go back over the history of the church, go back to the Protestant Reformation, go back to the collapse of the Roman Empire, at these crisis moments, that's when the great figures came forward. Benedict comes forward to found the monastic movement. Ignatius of Loyola comes forward, you know, with the Jesuits, et cetera. I think at times of crisis, we have to come forward and not go into a defensive crouch.
Yeah.
So that's been my pet peeve for a long time, and this project is an attempt to respond to that.
Who's the audience for this? I mean, you've thought a lot about this for decades, but you're also, I think, now to the point where you've got one episode finished. You've got a few more that are in editing mode.
Yeah.
You've got in your own mind who you're talking to. Who is that?
You know, I think of in terms of concentric circles. I've always wanted to go after, in my evangelizing work, fallen away Catholics, or Catholics who become sort of tepid in their faith. So that would be a first circle. But then I really want this project to go out to the broader culture, to go out to the unchurched, to go out to the non-believers. I think I'm pitching it to a kind of, call it educated laity level, not academic level. But I'm also on a crusade against the dumbing down of Catholicism.
Say more about that, about the dumbing down of Catholicism.
My generation, our generation, you know, roughly, in the period after the Council.
Notice he pointed to you, guys, not to me.
We're all in the same
generation. I like you more every minute, yeah. Father Bob.
Our old generation.
Very kind of you, Bob.
We came of age at a time, I think, after the Council, it was a somewhat confusing period, but there was a tendency to present the faith, I think, in a simplistic way. I think in my religious ed classes as a kid in Catholic school, we're often, you know, banners and balloons and, you know, nice guy and all this. But a lot of the substance of the faith we didn't get. So I've been on this crusade to correct that and to present the faith with all of its intellectual richness in place. And I want that to come through in the series clearly. So I'm not pitching it toward, let's say, little kids, or I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I want the faith to be presented richly, but then also beautifully. I want people to be able to see it. And even if you're not getting all the ideas, sometimes a cathedral will convince you more than an argument will.
Mm-hmm.
The great Cardinal Lustiger of Paris, who just died a few years ago, was, of course, born and raised a Jew and converted to the faith. And he said the triggering moment was when he walked into one of the great Gothic cathedrals. And that's what changed his spirit more than arguments.
So you're really trying to capture visually would maybe words would get in the way.
Yeah, or bring both together. But, you know, finally, I do agree that the visual, the artistic, the aesthetically beautiful can be even more persuasive than our words. You see something.
Oh, there's no question that I would agree.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz along with Wayne Majors, and our guest is Father Bob Barron, the Francis Cardinal George Professor of Faith and Culture at Mundelein Seminary. We're talking about his 10-part project called the Catholicism Project. Phone number is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. A question you may have for Father Barron. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
The key to transforming society to the gospel of life is prayer. This is why the Chicago 40 Days for Life prayer campaign is so important. Join us on Monday, June 15th at 6:30 p.m. for a planning meeting at St. Mary of the Angels Parish on Chicago's Northwest Side. Get involved in this major prayer campaign that is 40 consecutive days, 24 hours a day. Last year, more than 14 children were saved from abortion because of this peaceful, prayerful witness. For more information, call the Respect Life office at 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355. We pray to convert hearts and minds. We pray for couples considering abortion. And we pray that our nation might become a place where every human life is cherished and protected. Join us on Monday, June 15th. Call us at 312-534-5355 for more information.
Mawusi, a retreat for anyone who ministers in Black Catholic communities, means in the hand of God. Mawusi is designed especially for men and women, religious, lay ministers, deacons, catechists, RCIA leaders, lectors, and youth ministers. This retreat is a time for catechetical and spiritual formation, transformation, inspiration, and relaxation. Come and experience the richness of African American spirituality and culture. The Mawusi Retreat will be held Friday, July 24th to Sunday, July 26th at the Techne Towers Retreat Center, 2001 Waukegan Road in Techne, Illinois. For more information, contact the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-534-8040. That's 312-534-8040 to register for the Mawusi Retreat.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars on Relevant Radio 950 AM on the Catholic Community of Faith. Time in Chicago coming up on 9:12, and we are very honored and blessed to have with us as guest today Father Bob Barron talking to us about the Catholicism Project. Bob, it's incredible the thought of doing a 10-part project. Now, I realize you have special permission from Cardinal Francis George. You've been doing this for, what, about 6 months or a year already?
About a year. We went to Israel for the first trip just at the end of June last year, so just about a year.
And you are given how long on this project?
Well, it's going to be finished Christmas 2010, so a year from Christmas.
About a year and a half now. And,
right.
As Wayne mentioned earlier, you have part one, quote, in the can.
In completed. The can,
what
as
is
we
it
say.
About?
Part one is about Jesus. Yeah, we have to begin with Jesus, so it's who is Jesus Christ, the identity of the Lord. We went to Israel last late June, and of all the trips we've taken 6 trips so far. That's been my favorite. I had never been to the Holy Land before, and though it was a lot of pressure and a lot of running around and logistical issues and all that, I was very moved by the Holy Land, and we filmed all over the place, in Jerusalem and up in Galilee, as far north as the old Caesarea Philippi. It's now called Banias, around the Sea of Galilee in the Judean desert, and that was just very moving, very powerful. And that episode ends in Rome. We went to Rome in October to film for other episodes, but we did a final bit in Rome for episode one. So that one, as you say, is in the can, and we've been showing it, you know, to some groups for fundraising purposes. But it was a great challenge, a great adventure. But that one's finished, and now we're filming, you know, bits and pieces as we go of all the different episodes. So all the scripts are done; it's all laid out. As we go to our various places, we'll say, "Well, now let's do this scene from episode 4, and then that scene from episode 7, etc." So it's getting put together like a jigsaw puzzle a bit.
Your description of what happened when you went to the Holy Land, and you come with a crew, you come with a script, you come with an idea in your mind of what you want to leave with. But then you also have a very unique experience once you're there. How does that experience change what gets translated onto video?
A lot, actually. And one thing that developed, and now it's become a real part of the series. Mike Leonard is our executive producer, and Mike is a fella who's worked for the Today Show for the past 30 years, a real pro, and it's his production company that's doing the bit. Well, Mike came with us on the first trip, and in between my formal stand-ups and my formal presentations, he would ask me questions, like, yeah, well, you know, you said this, but what about that, and from a kind of skeptical perspective. And after a while, we said, you know, why don't we film these conversations on the bus and in between? So that's now become part of the series, is I'll do a formal stand-up, and then we weave in bits and pieces of these more informal discussions. And that was something that just happened on the ground. We weren't planning that at all.
Now, that's interesting that somehow when you have in your mind, Bob, a script, shots, B-roll, narration, the whole thing, And all of a sudden, he's asking you questions,
yeah.
which is really the questions of every
yeah.
man and woman and other questions out there. And all of a sudden, the thought hits you, and this, I believe it's spirit-led. Why not make this a part of the documentary?
Yeah.
A part of, in words, someone asking a good question, and you're answering on the bus, walking in the desert,
yeah.
at a little cafe, and making that a part of it. Because as this is being viewed by so many people, you know, especially take the part one, you know, Jesus Christ. And the question we ask is, who is Jesus Christ? Even the disciples were saying,
yeah.
who are you? You know, who are you? And I just find it just fascinating so that in all 10, but you must have a tremendous amount of footage. The B-roll
is
stuff
huge.
That is just, it's got to be incredible.
We have a wonderful cameraman named John Cummings who's worked with NBC for many years, covered everything from hockey matches to, you know, cultural events. And John is really good. He's a real pro. And I'll do my stand-up, so we'll do several versions. But then he'll spend hours getting the B-roll. And we give him some indication of the kind of shots.
Now, maybe we should let some of our listeners know what is B-roll.
Yeah, B-roll is just the accompanying video. So what there'll be the formal speech that I give, and then maybe in between you have a lot of, you know, shots and images. So that's the accompanying stuff. But a lot of the texture and poetry of it comes from the B-roll, I think. I'll give the talk, but then we want to give the viewer a chance to really mull it over while they're looking at these pictures. But John is wonderful, and he'll catch a lot of things sort of on the fly. Another one in the Holy Land was we're coming back from Galilee, and I had said to the producer, you know, I'd like to do something on the temptation of Jesus. We didn't really have that in the script. Well, one of our Israeli sound people who's on the bus heard that and said, I know the perfect place. Really? Yeah, in the Judean desert. We have to get off the road here and go. I said, well, okay. We're going down the road. Signs, do not enter here. Danger. Oh, don't worry about them. Everything's fine. So down we went, these cliffs and everything. We came to a spectacular spot. There's a monastery called St. George Monastery that goes back to the like 5th century in the Judean desert. And it's down this crevasse, and you see it. It's just spectacular. And we filmed a thing on the temptation of Jesus there. And it was totally unscripted, you know, unanticipated. So things like that happen, which are wonderful.
That is just amazing.
As you look at writing the script, you're thinking about the picture you want to paint.
Yeah.
And then once you're there at the various places throughout the world, you experience and then things change. It occurs to me that you've always got to be thinking about who you're speaking to and eventually the questions they're going to be asking mm-hmm. and how you're going to interpret that story, that message, and what you call on your trailer an illustrative story, really a story with pictures, a story with words, a story with experiences. Yeah. Do you think that someone after they experience this 10-part series when it's through, Father Bob, they're going to be moved, they're going to be informed, they're going to be a better Catholic. If they're not a Catholic, they're going to know more about the faith, a little bit of everything, right?
All the above, yeah. That's my goal. My goal is to sort of entrance people with it. I think the Catholic faith is compelling and it's beautiful. And I want that to shine through in this program. And so, yeah, looking at all those concentric circles, maybe someone way on the outside of the circle who's totally uninvolved with religion, maybe someone who's an atheist, a non-believer, might just be intrigued by something. Maybe it's a question from Mike Leonard. One of these skeptical questions that I answer in a particular way. But maybe it's that first sight of the Sainte Chapelle in Paris. So we're here at the Quigley Center, you know, the St. James Cathedral or little chapel modeled after Sainte Chapelle. We just filmed there, which I think is one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
Yeah.
And just seeing that, I would hope, might change someone's spirit. That's the goal.
Talking about the Catholicism Project with Father Bob Barron, produced by – now, Word on Fire is the production company. Is that correct?
No, Word on Fire is my ministry. So it's okay. The kind of evangelistic outreach using the media.
Gotcha.
That's Word on Fire.
Okay, and you'll see that on the website. We'll give you the web address when we come back. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 a.m. It's 919 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Catholic Charities is providing community health fairs with free medical services to residents of Chicago and the suburbs. Our next fair is scheduled for Saturday, June 20th at Holy Cross Immaculate Heart of Mary, 4557 South Wood in Chicago. The health fairs are open to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Local social service providers will be in attendance, offering a one-stop shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to do a variety of tasks at the fairs, including helping to register participants and guide them from station to station. Please call 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. We hope you take advantage of our Catholic Charities Community Health Fairs.
Time now for a Catholic Festival of Faith news update.
Online registration is now being accepted for this two-day celebration of our faith, scheduled for the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont on October 16th and 17th. Go to www.catholicfest.org to register and to learn about the speakers, activities, and entertainment being planned. That's www.catholicfest.org.
Stay tuned to Relevant Radio for more Catholic Festival of Faith news updates.
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Madjars. Our guest is Father Bob Barron, who is the Francis Cardinal George Professor of Faith and Culture at Mundelein Seminary. Wayne, that's one of the longest titles we ever gave. In fact, I'm out of breath.
Does it fit on a card?
I haven't made the cards yet.
On a poster board. And yeah. Father Bob, it's fascinating what's going on behind the scenes to do a production of this magnitude. And the other thing, one we have not talked about, is in all that you have said and done, in all the places you have visited to this point, in the B-roll and the shots and the questions and the rides and the, you know, that place you talk about near that St. George Monastery for the temptation, at this point, 1 year in, mm-hmm. How has it touched your life?
Oh,
how has it changed you?
You know, I'll say first about the Holy Land. You know, when you're a priest, you pray the office every day. So you're praying the Psalms every day. And the Psalms, so many of them are about the temple. And it's just changed the whole way I pray. Because having been there, having been to the Temple Mount, having seen where that was, having been in Jerusalem, and you pray the Psalm that, you know, now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. And that's changed the whole texture of my prayer. Having seen that place and having been in it, that has touched me a lot. We were at Auschwitz a few weeks ago. We went to France and to Germany and then to Poland, and we filmed in Krakow and in Warsaw, but we ended up at Auschwitz. And I'm talking about the problem of suffering there, but also Edith Stein. I'm doing an episode on four great saints, one of whom is Edith Stein. And we saw the spot where she was put to death and where her ashes were, you know, tossed to the wind. And to be at Auschwitz was, you know, overwhelming. And to be there as a priest and to be talking about God and the goodness and justice of God at what I call the worst place on earth, that was a very powerful experience for me. And I'm still reeling from it.
You know, one story about Auschwitz, I really have traveled in my life very little. And I mean, compared to you, Bob, with the travels you've done for this production. But back in 2000, I did make the trip and spent about 6-7 hours in Auschwitz. Mm. Now, my background is bird watching. I've been bird watching, an avid bird watcher since I was 10 years old. My whole life was football, basketball, baseball, softball. But the one thing I enjoyed that was non-competitive was birding. As I walked through Auschwitz, wherever I go, I can be driving, I can be in the country, I can be in the city. I'm always looking for birds just to identify the species. Would you believe in the hours I spent in Auschwitz within that camp, there was not one bird on the premises, not one bird that flew overhead.
Wow.
Even nature, even birds knew this as the worst place on earth. And there were trees within the confines of the walls of Auschwitz.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm always looking, and I said to the people I was with, not one bird. As soon as we left the gates and the bus went out, You could hear birds chirping across the street and, of course, moving away into the mountains, countryside. But within this huge complex of Auschwitz, not even a bird, a pigeon, flying over the premises. And I thought, even the birds know this was hell.
Yeah.
This was
That's hell. Fascinating. Yeah. That's fascinating, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's a staggering place to go. We filmed there, and the film is very provocative. We had a wonderful guide. He had been assigned to us. You know, you have to enter the camp with a guide if you're filming. But he was a great historian of the place. And he said, I bet you want to go to the cell of Maximilian Kolbe. I said, I'd love to see it, but actually we're talking about Edith Stein. He knew the whole story. And I said, we want to film at the end of the tracks, you know, these terrible train tracks that came right into the camp. He said, no, they were built in 1944. She died in 1942. And I said, yeah, right. Do we know where she was taken? He said, yep. I can take you right to the ruins of the gas chamber where she died. And I was not expecting that at all. And he took us to this little spot, and there he saw the brick foundations of this gas chamber. Mm. And I said, now, was her body burned in the ovens? He said, no, there's a pit back there. And you can still see it, this depression of the ground. They would have burned the bodies there and scattered the ashes to the winds. So we filmed right there, and I wasn't expecting to do that. So it was just overwhelming. We had filmed up in Cologne in Germany where Edith Stein had been a Carmelite. So we told part of her story there in this beautiful city. Then to end up at Auschwitz was just overwhelming. And so I'm still, as I say, kind of staggered from that experience, trying to take it in.
With these incredible experiences that you have, how do you in your own mind balance the show part of this with the message part of this?
Yeah.
Because this is all about telling the story
rather
than it is taking people through a tour of various parts of Europe.
Yeah, you know, one thing our crew does is we have mass on a regular basis and we pray. And I've insisted on that we're doing it really as a pilgrimage and that we know at every step that we're here to tell the story of the Lord and tell the story of the church. And we're not just on a pilgrimage or on a vacation. So that's key to it. Prayer has really been central to the whole operation.
Is your entire crew Catholic?
No. John Cummings is a Lutheran, our cameraman. And then, of course, the sound people that we hire are from different backgrounds. You know what a fascinating one? I got to go back to Israel. We had two really interesting young men, maybe in their mid-20s, who were kind of postmodern, secular figures. But it was intriguing how they would listen. So here's the sound guy, and he's just holding the microphone over me, and I thought he's indifferent to what I'm saying. But then at lunch or at dinner, he would start asking me questions, and this intrigued me, and I never thought of it that way before. And so we thought, well, that's good. There's our audience. There's our audience.
They become
right there.
Resources to you in some way.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then
because they can raise questions that might be part of your next part of the script.
Yes. Yes, every trip we've had fascinating people that we just run into, and we'll say, well, the Lord sent these people to us for some reason here to shape our vision of it.
Bob, any funny moments like a flat tire, nearly drove off the road, oversleep, rainstorm in the middle of taping?
Well, you know what's funny in general to me is, see, Greg, like you and I are more like theater actors in the sense that we get up in front of a crowd and we give a talk, and we're used to getting the reaction of the crowd and all that. So we're more like theater actors. That's what we're used to. Well, this is movie acting. So here you are, and you're someplace, and there's a light, and there's a camera, and there's a couple people milling around. And then, okay, you're on. And you give your little speech. But then, there's a funny glint off your glasses. Let's try it again. Okay, and you do it again. No, there's a bird went by. Let's do it again. Then a dog barks. You do it again. Then a horn honks, And so trying each time to rev up the same focus and enthusiasm. What we're used to is, you're giving your sermon, a baby's crying, you just keep going.
Yeah, one shot at it.
A plane lands, you just keep going.
Somebody walks out on you because they're falling asleep.
Right, someone just walks out. So that's been an adjustment for me, is moving more to a movie actor mode. And doing like little bits and pieces of it. So then you get kind of the bloopers and the outtakes, and you say something goofy, and you have to say it over and over and over again. Then it gets more goofy as you go.
And then you get stuck on, you can't get past it.
Yes.
In order to make it work, you're integrally involved in the editing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just had a meeting yesterday with Matt Leonard, who's Mike Leonard's son, and Matt's sort of the on-the-ground, director of it. And we meet a couple times a week to go over the scripts, to coordinate shots, to find artwork, to look at the raw footage. Mm-hmm. To see what works, what doesn't. So, that's been a very involved process.
We're talking with Father Bob Barron. The project is called the Catholicism Project. It's a 10-part DVD series scheduled to be completed by the fall of 2010. And you're listening to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 929 on a Friday morning. We'll be right back.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors. Our guest is Father Bob Barron, but on this segment with that, Brian, keep playing that music. It really revs up the program a couple of notches. We have with us Joyce DeRiga, the Catholic New World editor. Good morning, Joyce, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Father. Thank you.
How are you doing on this Friday, rainy later on morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. I'm trying.
With your umbrella.
Warm.
So what is coming up? First of all, I know that Father Bob Barron, our guest, is a regular contributor with an article in the Catholic New World, and I also want to offer congratulations because the Catholic New World has just won a bunch of awards from the Catholic Press Association. First of all, before you get in the next issue, congratulations, and what are some of the awards you have taken from the Catholic Press Association?
Thank you. Thank you very much. There was some stuff we did on St. Paul for the year St. Paul. We've been doing something in every issue, but to launch it off, we did this center spread that had some graphic elements and some different things that they thought was great. And we got an award for the Finding Grace series that we did last year on the sacraments. This year it's on the Seven Deadly Sins. Our photographer, Karen Calloway, our photo editor, she got a bunch of awards, not just for us, but for the Spanish paper and different things like that. It's always great for the staff, but at the end of the day, it's all about bringing people back to Jesus, and we don't get awards for that, so not in this life anyway, so hopefully we're doing...
Well, you're doing a great job, Joyce, and there's tremendous competition for those awards from the Catholic Press Association.
It's all that most of the diocesan papers are members of that. So.
And the thing is also the Chicago Catholico, as you said, won awards also. But what is coming up in the latest and newest edition of the Catholic New World?
Well, I'm excited about this issue. We talked about Adoration Chapels. And having not grown up in Chicago, I mean, not grown up in other dioceses and spent time in other dioceses, there aren't a lot of dioceses that do as well with adoration as we do. I mean, almost half of our parishes have a chapel, and more of them have some sort of schedule where they're devoted to adoration and time that come and pray with Jesus. So we talk about that. Of course, we have Father Barron is in this issue.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, nice segue, huh?
Nice. Whoa, what a coincidence, yeah. Wayne. This is unbelievable.
Joyce, he's writing out your check now.
Yeah. Joyce is very good.
I can't believe this. What timing?
He gives us his column for free, so I feel very blessed. We have him once a month, so it's always a good addition to the paper. And we've got stuff done.
It's always a great article. Bob, you are just a tremendous writer for articles. Your books are tremendous, so it's... what a gift you are to the Archdiocese and beyond.
Thank you.
What else do you have in this new coming up issue, Joyce?
The Cardinal's talking about Father's Day, this issue. Oh, we also have the priest assignments list, which everybody calls us about and everybody wants. We've got 37 new pastors, so you can check that out. And we've got a whole bunch of...
associates?
Associate pastors are getting reassigned. A bunch of men are retiring. So that list takes up a page and a half of the paper. So that's in there. And... we've got information about, there's a story about a new immigration center. You all might have talked about that at some point, that the Archdiocese is doing out at where Colby House is.
But Colby House with the prison ministry, that would be...
what parish is that in?
I should know that. I can't hit my buzzer right now. How about Sports for 100?
There you go.
Maybe somebody can call in and give us what?
The
I
David
can't remember.
Double.
I can't think of it. So you got me on that one, Joyce. I should know that. I can see it. So
well,
I think
there's that new immigration center that's going on to try and get better working and better cooperation between that all of the Catholic parishes in Pilsen and Little Village are doing immigration in some sense, because people, you know, new immigrants go to their Catholic new immigrants tend to go to their church for assistance first. So this is a way to help them all work better together, pool resources, share classes, things like that.
Well, I want to say thank you. Oh, go ahead. Keep going.
We also have a plug for the Little Sisters of the Poor. Their founder is being canonized in October. So we talked to the local sisters about the founder, and they're all excited about that.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot coming up in the latest issue. I want to say thank you very much, Joyce DeRiga, the editor of the Catholic New World, for the fine work you are doing, and have a blessed summer, which begins this Sunday. So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, Joyce, when you have the next issue ready to go. And Brian Hitman, you can pop up that music. No, we're not going to break yet, Brian. I just wanted to hear that music again. You're back here with on Catholic Community Faith. I'm Father Greg Sagwitz along with Wayne Madjars, and our guest is Father Bob Barron on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m.
Before
time is 9:37.
Before this gets totally out of control, Father Bob, one of the things that you have also done in a lot of your work is really embrace the media and different vehicles of media in order to reach a broad audience. I mean, even the Archdiocese here, I mean, I was... in the car last week, and there was a story on one of the news stations about the Cardinal's new blog.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But you're doing a lot of stuff on YouTube, right?
Yeah, and I didn't know much about YouTube a couple of years ago, and then someone said, here's a great outlet. And I said, well, tell me about it. Well, the most popular website in the world, you can put up whatever you've made. And I don't know. It reminded me of the Areopagus in the Acts of the Apostles. St. Paul goes onto this public place where everything was on sale, every idea was being discussed, and he went out there and said, well, I got something for you. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And it said most people laughed at him and walked away, but a handful stayed and listened. And that was the beginning of European Christianity. That's when the church began in Europe. I thought, well, the Areopagus today is a virtual space. It's a place like YouTube. You go on YouTube, you'll find everything. Everything under the sun is there. The good, the bad, the ugly, everything's there. Well, why not get our voice out there? So I began posting these little pieces, 7-8 minutes long, where I talk about books or movies or music or the culture or what's going on. And I've just been amazed at the reaction. Most of it, like the Areopagus in Paul's time, most of it negative. You get all kinds of people that hate religion, they hate God, they hate the church, they hate me. But, you know, fair enough. And so I get in these conversations, I can respond back to the comments. And sometimes thousands of people start responding and getting into these conversations. So I've really gotten a kick out of that. I did a reaction to Bill Maher's movie, you know, Religulism, which is a terrible attack on religion. So I answered him. That's gotten, I think, 58,000, you know.
58,000 hits and views?
Right, and then thousands of comments and arguments have ensued. But, you know, okay, it's the Areopagus. And I've gotten a kick out of it. I just did something on Angels and Demons, you know, the Tom Hanks movie, and I do things on books. The Shack, if you know about that phenomenon.
In fact, I'm just about to begin reading The Shack this weekend.
I just responded
to it. I heard it was a good book.
Yeah, you know, and I recommended it. I think it is good in many ways. I drew back on certain points, but I just did a little piece on that. So I think, you know, we've got tools that Fulton Sheen would have given his right arm
absolutely,
for.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, Fulton Sheen had TV and radio. We've got capacity now to reach, as you know, to reach the world. You put things on YouTube, they're up 24/7 all over the world.
And
they're like
interactive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we have got to use this the way Paul used the media available to
him. And even those who write to you, mattered on a wet hen, disagreeing, they watched and just heard what you said.
Yes. Yes. Right? And exactly. It's the church engaging people that we would never otherwise engage. Yeah. So someone, but you know what I love? And you get a lot of these. People say, I'm an atheist, but I love your videos. I am a non-believer, but I watch you, and this is so. Those are the people that that would never think of coming to church.
No, you don't see them inside the doors.
But see, because they're not coming to church.
So you have to meet them on their turf,
right? And you know, years ago, people would come to the churches in great numbers and be evangelized there, but they don't do that anymore. We know that. 30%.
You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 940 in the morning, and we'll be right back with our conversation with Father Bob Barron.
The Chicago Catholic Scripture School is now accepting applications for classes starting in September throughout the Archdiocese. This is our Bible study program for adults. Students come together weekly to pray and study the Word of God with teachers who are themselves strong Catholics with an extensive background in Scripture and theology. Year 1 classes will be held at St. Anne's in Barrington, St. Joseph in Libertyville, St. Julie Billiard in Tinley Park, St. Teresa of Avila in Lincoln Park, and St. Philip Neri in the South Shore neighborhood. There will be a year 1 class in Spanish at St. Cecilia in Mount Prospect and Precious Blood on Chicago's west side. And our first scripture school in Polish will be held at St. Hyacinth Basilica. For more information or to register for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, visit www.catechesis-chicago.org or call 312-534-8053. That's 312-534-8053 and www.catechesis-chicago.org.
The Archdiocese of Chicago has launched a blog and wants you to join in the conversation. Here's Cardinal Francis George talking about modern communications.
Church was in radio when it first started and then television. Now with the blogs and the internet and all, the church has to be there too for the same reason St. Paul was in the town square in Athens and Corinth, the Areopagus, where people would come together and listen to everybody talk. Well, that Areopagus is now electronic.
Cardinal George will rotate with other archdiocesan leaders in posting their thoughts on faith-based topics and taking part in this electronic dialogue. Visit our blog at www.archchicago.org. Read what Catholic leaders have to say and become part of the discussion. That's www.archchicago.org. We hope to hear from you soon.
We'll see how this works. I'm curious myself. I'm looking forward to it.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Wayne Majors and Father Greg Sackowitz with you this morning. Our guest is Father Bob Barron. The show or the project is called The Catholicism Project, a 10-part DVD series scheduled to premiere fall of 2010. You have a marvelous trailer on your website and all the details about the schedule of the program, where you're going to be traveling, where you've traveled already. Give us the web address where we can get more information.
Yeah, I would invite people to go on the website, wordonfire.org.
So once again.
All one word, wordonfire.org. And we have a wonderful group called Core 12 that has really made the website, I think, state of the art. And you'll find, we call it Word on Fire video. So all the things I've done on YouTube and elsewhere, you can click on that. Word on Fire audio, all my sermons for the past 8 years. I'll be recording two of them when I leave this show today. Those are all up there. Then all my columns, all my written work is on there too. So you can find all this. And then as you say, there's a whole section on the Catholicism Project with a map of the world, where we've been, photographs from the trips, little clips and vignettes. So it's fun. The website, I'm real proud of it, and the group that I mentioned, Core 12, has done a great job.
And you're really a master at embracing new ways of communicating. I mean, just before we went into break, you mentioned, you know, Fulton Sheen would have loved the internet and everything that's available today. Do you ever worry that some of these communication vehicles kind of get in the way of the message?
Yeah, no, that can happen, and you got to be careful. I think you have to bring the faith forward in its integrity.
Yeah.
There's always the temptation to kind of, you know, jazz it up so much where you're making it accessible but not very interesting, or, you know, easy to believe in but not worth believing. So you've got to bring the substance of it forward. And see, I think, gosh, if you challenge people, they'll respond. Look at Fulton Sheen back in the 50s. You watch his sermons now. Boy, they'd never work in this sort of MTV culture with, you know, every 2 seconds you're changing. And
it's very slick today.
He's giving a, you know, 27-minute lecture.
With a chalkboard,
you know. But, heck, people listened to him and people followed him. And so I think we underestimate people too. I face it all the time. I teach at the seminary, and you know, the guys coming now are very much the MTV generation. So you say, now read the 100 pages from Augustine's De Trinitate for tomorrow. Well, that's challenging for people of this generation.
Or can I download it on a Kindle?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Is there a YouTube on that somewhere?
Yeah.
So that's a challenge. I think, though, the Catholic faith has got to use the media, but that we use the media or not used by them. That's the key.
And thing is, I think in the Catholic Church, we are just scratching the surface on using the media well.
Yes.
Be it radio, television, YouTube, video
podcasting,
productions,
everything.
The whole thing. We're just scratching the surface. Bob, you mentioned earlier on your website that with Catholicism Project, you kind of pinpoint where you have been.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, where are you going? What places have you yet to film?
We're going next, just in a few weeks, to Ireland, to Spain, to talk about John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila, then to Lourdes. So we're doing things on the Mary episode, but
I'm going to Door County.
We can film there, too. That's beautiful.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah. They're all good. Then we're heading off in the fall to Greece and to Turkey and to Sinai. And then we're heading off, it's next June, we're planning to go to Uganda to show the church alive in Africa. We want to be there for the Feast of the Ugandan Martyrs. And then we're going to Calcutta to tell the story of Mother Teresa. And I'm giving a talk, actually, to the priests of Singapore. That was on my calendar from a couple years ago. And while we're there, we want to go to the Philippines and then up to just off the coast of China, where Francis Xavier looked into the into China. I hope we can get up here. This is something from Cardinal George. He said that back in 1933, Pope Pius XI said to the Catholic world, Jesus said, announce the gospel to the ends of the earth. And we haven't done it yet. So the OMIs, the Cardinal's order, said, we'll do it. We're missionaries. And so they went north into Canada, north, 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 as far as they could go. And they would announce the gospel to a village and say, are there any other people further north? And they'd say, yeah, there are. They'd go there, announce the gospel. Any people further north? Yeah. And they went as far as they could till the last Inuit or last person said, no, I'm the last one. So then they went back to the Vatican and said, we did it. We proclaimed the gospel to the end of the world. So for the episode on Peter and Paul, where I'm talking about the missionary outreach of the church, we wanted to start the episode there. Mm. We could go to that furthest village.
And that is where again?
It's way up north beyond the Hudson Bay, way up north in Canada. Mm-hmm.
You plan to go there?
We're thinking we might go.
Wow.
Or you know what I could do, of course, is send the cameraman. I'll be back in the studio here in Chicago.
Get some nice B-roll.
Yeah, it's a B-roll. But we'd love to start the episode there and say, here's the gospel preached to the ends of the world. Yeah. You know, and it all began with Paul and with Peter.
Any places here in the U.S.?
You're
talking about all these different places in the world, which is magnificent. But what about our own U.S.?
We went to Philadelphia to talk about Mother Catherine Drexel. So she's one of the saints I talk about. And we went to her various sites, ended up at her tomb. We also filmed in New York because Thomas Merton, one of my great heroes, we tell his story. We went to the church where he was baptized. We went to Fifth Avenue where he saw this book by Etienne Gilson in the window of the Scribner's bookstore. We filmed there. We went down to Greenwich Village to talk about Dorothy Day, So New York was a great trip. I enjoyed that very much, and we filmed there.
What about Chicago?
Well, there's a lot of things in Chicago, actually, because it begins at Mundelein. We have to say, well, who am I? And we start there at Mundelein Seminary. Okay. And then we're doing a number of B-roll kind of in-between things in and around Chicago. So it's an adventure.
Incredible. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community and Faith on Relevant Radio 950. The time is coming up on 950 a.m. on this Friday morning. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majors. Our guest is Father Bob Barron. Stay with us. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, and do not touch that dial.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
In our next few issues of the Catholic New World, enjoy our Finding Grace series, The Seven Deadly Sins and Their Heavenly Virtues.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Would you like to discuss faith-based issues with Cardinal George and other archdiocesan leaders? Stick around. We'll tell you about our newly launched blog. We'll visit with two organizers of the Catholic Festival of Faith and tell you how to register for this wonderful October event. And Catholic school children put their artistic talents to good use by drawing anti-drug messages. These stories and more are coming your way in this latest edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM, talking with Father Bob Barron, the priest in the Archdiocese who has more frequent flyer miles than anyone else.
That's right.
After
the Cardinal,
is over.
Maybe. Borrow some of those miles.
The
buy them off you.
The Catholicism project is what we're talking about. Father Bob, this all takes money. Tell us a little bit about where the funding's coming from.
Yeah, you know, it always moves me when I think about it and talk about it because we launched this thing really on our own and we just asked people to come forward and support it. We started fundraising a couple years ago, and the money has come almost exclusively from the people in the pews. We've applied for a couple of grants that we don't know what the answer is yet on those, but we've raised over $2 million for this project simply from private donations.
That is amazing. And the total cost will be?
$2.5 million for the actual filming of the 10. It's a quarter of a million per episode. Mm-hmm. And people who know the TV world know that's really bargain basement stuff.
That is actually a very good price.
It is,
believe it or not.
I mean, think of transporting this whole crew across the ocean, putting them in hotels and feeding them and all the logistics involved in every trip. So it adds up, of course. But I've just been very moved by that. And, of course, the economy craters halfway through our fundraising effort. So that didn't help, of course. But people have come forward. I think people understand this and they believe in it. They know that if we want the next generation, we have to do something like this. If you want to donate, please go on the website. There's a way to donate directly at wordonfire.org. So please do that. We do need about another $500,000 to finish the
And everybody's dollar, $5, $10, all that adds up.
Yep.
All that adds up. Again, it's www.wordonfire.org
right.
to make a contribution.
And I can guarantee you that every single penny you give goes right to the production because we have no overhead. The office space we have came from another wonderful donor that basically gave that to us, our office and studio, et cetera. So every penny you give goes directly to the production of this project.
Now, the end product is going to be 10 DVDs, but you're also working to get it on broadcast television or cable,
yeah,
right?
You know, we hope so. We were just talking about the PBS situation where they evidently a couple of days ago said they will not accept any more religious broadcasting. So we were kind of upset about that. I wanted to get it out, still do, get it out of simply a Catholic world to the wider culture. So we'll see. A&E or other cable outlets I hope it's used in the Catholic world for education. I'd love to see it used in Catholic universities, colleges, maybe even high schools. So I want it to have that sort of odd intro looking at our world, but I also want it to go out. So we're working on it. There's different distribution avenues we're exploring.
And once it does come out and once more people really see the end product, I mean, it's amazing that that you have been able to acquire the funding that you have in as rapid amount of time, really, in the
scheme of things. In a tough
economy. Yeah. It really speaks to the fact that it has resonated well with people that really want to belly up to the bar and help you in this.
As I say, I think people recognize the importance of it. And I've been amazed, too. And when we got this thing going, there were so many obstacles. You know, would I have the time? Would the Cardinal let me do it? And then the major obstacle, could we find the money to get it going? And it's amazing. And it has come through through God's grace.
Now, when the project ends, Bob, if some individual wanted to say, I'd like to buy this 10-part Catholicism project, they will go on sale as a whole 10-part series.
As a box set. Yeah, we'll sell them, we hope.
You were able to with Civilization or baseball,
and then,
all those topics.
Yes, and one thing I hope to do, if again I have the time, is maybe to go off someplace and write the accompanying book. So we have the scripts, they're all done. It wouldn't be that involved the project, but I could write the book based on the scripts, then use the photography from the series. So we hope to get an accompanying book out as well.
Are you writing any books as we speak, or is this you are?
No, I am. I'm working on an academic book on St. Irenaeus for a series on the Church Fathers. So that's another academic project.
Published by whom?
Brazos Press, which is an interesting theological publishing house. They published my last academic book called The Priority of Christ. So on the side, I'm also trying to work on these academic projects.
So you are
projects.
Doing this 10-part series around the world, plus write an academic book on St. Irenaeus.
Yeah.
Plus teaching at Mundelein Seminary. So you're going to have a ton of free time after this is over.
Are you teaching in the
fall? I will take a long nap when this is...
Are you teaching in the fall?
I'm teaching part-time now with the chair that I have. I teach three courses a year at the seminary. So I'll teach a course in the fall, two in the winter, then I'll be free in the spring. So this past spring...
Wow, slacking off.
At least free from the seminary, yeah. Because in the spring then, we really travel. We did four major trips in the spring. In connection with the series. And then in the meantime, I'm trying to research and write the book on Irenaeus.
When you first had this idea and you really got the Cardinal's approval to go forth and do it, did you think it was going to go this rapidly and in some sense be able to get the funding and continue
on?
No,
I was surprised by how rapidly we were able to get the money. And that's thanks to Nancy Ross, who's my wonderful development director. She's done just yeoman's work, you know, raising this money for us. And we've gone around the country to different fundraisers and so on. But no, I've been amazed how quickly we've gotten.
But part of it, Father Bob, is that you didn't walk into this as a rookie.
Yeah.
Because of the mission work you've done, authored so many books, you have a tremendous reputation and credibility to pull off something. Now, if the Cardinal had said, Bob, I cannot free you to do this, well, then the whole thing would have been kiboshed.
Yeah.
But it's just been literally a work in progress, and it just keeps unfolding before you. And it's amazing.
It's been exciting. It has been exciting. And I took the Cardinal's approbation very seriously. You know, as a priest, you do what the bishop tells you to do. And so when the bishop said, yeah, I want you to do this, I said, okay, that's enough for me. Let's go do it. And he's been behind it very much. He just came to bless our offices a few weeks ago. And the Cardinal is a believer in this. You know, he's from a generation where all this new media, he doesn't really entirely understand it. But yet he sees.
He supports it.
He supports it. He sees the importance of it for the future.
We need to bring the program to a close, believe it or not. This has been Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9:58 on this Friday morning. Want to thank in a very special way co-host Wayne Magyar, Vice President Chief of Staff of Loyola University. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, but special thank you to Father Bob Barron, Francis Cardinal George, Professor of Faith and Culture at Mundelein Seminary, working on this 10-part Catholicism project, writing a book on St. Irenaeus, teaches at Mundelein Seminary, and it goes on and on. Bob, thank you very much for being a guest today. It's been great having you. Also, special thanks to engineer, producer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock for his great job to all. God bless. Great weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.